Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. This is Shimon Newborg with today's shiur, Hilchis, Reitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, Laws of Homicide and Laws for the Preservation of Life, Chapter 10. This chapter contains 10 halachas, and we continue with the laws of the sacrifice of the calf whose neck is broken, brought on behalf of a city that is near to a murder victim, and we do not know who the murderer is. In yesterday's chapter, we discussed details of what cases require the offering of this sacrifice, but we discussed only in general terms the sacrifice itself. This chapter discusses in detail the laws of the sacrifice itself. Halacha Aleph, Ein Din El Glo Arufa Noyig Elo Be'eretz Yisrael. This law concerning the sacrifice of the calf whose neck is broken applies only if the murder victim was found in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel. V'chein Be'eveh HaYarden, and so also on the eastern bank of the Yarden River, which is part of Eretz Yisrael. Halacha Beis, Eglo Arufa, the calf whose neck is to be broken, bashteishanim, it must be 2 years old, oy pochis, it must be up to its second birthday or less. Avalim hoisa bashteishanim v'yoyim echon, if however it had passed its second year by even one day, psula, it is now disqualified because it's no longer a calf. The ein hamumim poislim, however, other physical defects which we learned in Hilchis Masei HaKarbonis, such defects do not disqualify. The Afal Pikein, nevertheless, even though defects do not disqualify it, Im Hoysa Treifa, if it was a Treifa, it had one of the defects that would prevent it from surviving, it could not live, as we learned in Hilchis Shchita, Psula, then it's disqualified. Kapara Nemer Baka Kodshim, because it is like the sacrificial animals of the Beis HaMikdash, in that it is called an atonement. Halacha Gimel, Kol Ha'avodis Poislus Esa Egla, K'moshe Poislim B'Parah Aduma. Any kind of work that is done with this calf disqualifies the calf, just as we learned that it disqualifies the red cow. Which we learned in Hilchas Parah Aduma, Shenema, the pasuk says, "Ashal loy ubad ba," a calf with which no work was done. V'boma nema oil achashenema, ashal loy ubad ba. The pasuk says, "A calf with which no work was done, a calf which did not pull a yoke." Why does the pasuk bother to say the law of a yoke that it pulled? As once it said, "Ashalei ubad ba," a calf that it did not do any work with. Shakuhu koilel ha'oil ipshar avodos. Since the pasuk has already included pulling the yoke with all the other work that is forbidden, why is it necessary to then repeat and say that if it pulled the yoke, it's disqualified? The answer is shehaoil poisel bein b'shas melacha bein b'shaloi b'shas melacha. Putting a yoke on the calf disqualifies it regardless of whether it wore the yoke while it was doing work, or if it he just put the yoke there and it was not worn while doing any work. Kiven shemashcha ba'oil tefach, as long as it carried the yoke a hand breadth distance, nifsala, it has become disqualified. Afa pishalei charesh ba, even though he did not plow with it, v'layosa ba'malacha, even though he did not do any work with it. Shar avoidis, but other kind of work, and poislim elo adshas malacha, they do not disqualify it unless he actually performed the work with it. Halacha dalet kol malacha shehilat tzarka, any work which the calf was given to do, which was on behalf of the calf and not for the owner's benefit, for example, if he spread his cloak over the calf in order to protect it from the flies, and meanwhile the calf carried his cloak for him, this does not disqualify it. But any work that the calf was given to do that is not for the calf's own benefit, for example, if he spread his cloak over the calf for the purpose of the calf carrying it, psula, then it's disqualified. V'chein kol kayotzi b'zeh. So any similar case, k'moshe b'yarnu b'hilchus para aduma, exactly as we detailed it in Hilchus para aduma in chapter 1. The breaking of the neck of this cow is done only during the daytime, not at night. Again, as we mentioned before, because the pasuk calls it an atonement just as sacrifices. And the entire day is acceptable, or as long as it's daytime, the whole day is acceptable for breaking the neck. The ein orfim shtei agolas ka'achas, and they do not break the necks of two calves at once. That is, if they were two murder victims and they, for whom they had to offer two separate sacrifices, they do not do them both at once, because mitzvahs cannot be bundled together, and therefore they have to do the two ceremonies separately. Halacha vav, eglo arufa asura bahano. The calf whose neck was broken, no benefit may be derived from its carcass. The nigberes b'mekoy marifos, it has to be buried there in the place where they broke its neck. Umishateted lenachal teyose b'hano, and as soon as it's brought down to the river where the ceremony is to be performed, it is already forbidden to have any benefit from it. Afal pisha dayin lo nerfa, even though it has not yet had its neck broken, you may not use it. The emesa, and if it died, oy nishchata, or they slaughtered it, they made a shchita on it, acha yiridos, after they brought it down to the river, harezu asura bahano, it's nevertheless forbidden to have any benefit from it, v'tikover, and it's to be buried. Nimtziu ho'edim zoymimim, if, however, before it was buried, it turns out that the witnesses on whom we rely here had testified falsely, then the calf becomes once again permitted to have benefit from it. Ketzad, for example, how does such a case occur? One witness said, I saw the murderer, and In consideration of his testimony, we would not offer this sacrifice. Ubo shnayim v'hikrishu, and then two witnesses came and disputed him. The amru loy loy ra'isa, they said, you did not see it. And therefore, because of their testimony, the sacrifice is brought, as we learned in the previous chapter, v'hifrishu eso eglor, therefore they set aside a calf for this purpose, v'hoyriduha l'anachal, and they brought it down to the river, v'yarfal pihem, in order to break its neck, because of the testimony of these two witnesses who disputed the first one, v'acha kachuzmu hashnayim, and thereafter, these two were found to be false witnesses. Someone said, you could not dispute his words because you were with us somewhere else at the time. Harezu mutaris b'hanor. Now the calf becomes permitted and one may have benefit from it. Halochaches, nimtza ha'hoirig, if they discovered and they found the murderer, ad shaloi te'oref ha'eglo, if they found him before the calf's neck is broken, teitze v'tira b'eder, then this calf is treated just like any ordinary calf. It's no longer a sacrificial calf, and it can be put together with the rest of the herd and left to graze. It is completely permitted. Nimsa achashen, therefore, if they found the murderer after they broke the neck of the calf, they covered him koima, then the calf is still a sacrificial calf, and it's to be buried in its place. Sha'alasofik bo mitchilosa, because since to begin with the calf was brought because we were in doubt as to who the murderer was, kipros feikah, therefore the calf was used to atone for the doubt that we had at the time, the holchala, and now the doubt is gone, and now if afterwards we discover the truth of the matter, this does not make a difference because the calf has already been sacrificed for the doubt that we had before. And even though we now discovered the murderer after we broke its neck? Even though we just said that the calf has atoned, it has atoned for the people of the city, but it has not atoned for the murderer. And therefore, the murderer is to be put to death. Shedemar, the Pasuk says, after describing the entire ceremony of the cow, of the calf, whose neck is broken, the Pasuk says, V'ato tivaye hadom hanoki. You are to eradicate innocent blood from the land. That means that the murderer is to be put to death. Halochetes, hanachal shener fo boiho eglo, the river in which the calf's neck is broken, also bizriya v'avoida le'olam, it's forbidden forever to plant anything there or to do any other kind of work in that place. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Asher lo yeyovig bo, a place where no work is done, v'lo yizareya, and they will not plant it. V'chol ha'oived sham avoida begufa shel karka, anyone who thereafter does any work with the land itself, kigoin shechorash, for example, what is their work in the land itself? He plowed there, or he chofar, or he dug, or he zora, or he planted, or he nota, or he planted trees. Zora means planted seeds. Nota, he planted trees, v'chayotze bo'elu, or any similar work. Hareza loike, he is punished by Malkus. That prohibition, however, is only work that's done with the land itself, but it's permitted to do other kinds of work in that place. Muta lisvei shom pishtan, it's permitted to comb flax in that place. Ulenacher shom avonim, or to scrape or file down stones in such a place. These are work which requires running water, and they're done often in a river. It's permitted to do that. Shazer kemisha orag shom beged, because this is, he's not using the land itself. It's as if he had sat down there and woven a garment, oitofrei, or sewn a garment. She'ena melocha beguf hakarka, this is not work done with the ground itself. Lekach nemar, therefore the pasuk said, lo yeyavid, they shall not do any work there, they shall not plant. Once it says work, why does it have to say specifically plant? Ma'aziriya begufa shel karka, just as planting seeds is done in the ground itself, av kol avoida shenesra sham, so also any other work that's forbidden there, eina ela begufa shel karka, is forbidden only if it's done in the land itself. Halacha yud, anshe ir kroiva shenis achru, veloi heviu eglo arufa, the inhabitants of the closer city who delayed the sacrifice and they failed to bring the sacrifice of the calf whose neck is broken, koifim oisam, they are to be forced by the bezdin umivim, and they're required to bring it. Vafidu liyacha kamashonim, and even if they have already delayed for several years, nevertheless, when bezdin has a chance to force them to do so, they must do it. Shechai ve'eglo arufa she'over aleha yoim hakipurim, because those who are obligated to bring the sacrifice of the calf whose neck is broken, even though Yom Kippur has passed, and we have learned in a number of situations, in Hilchos Shkogis particularly, we have learned that where a sacrifice is brought on a case of doubt, if Yom Kippur arrives, Yom Kippur has already atoned for the doubt. For instance, one who had to bring an Asham Tolu, he was in doubt as to whether or not he had committed a sin which requires him to offer the Chatos sacrifice, and because of his doubt, he needs the Asham Tolu, the Asham sacrifice, to atone upon him until the doubt is cleared up. If Yom Kippur arrived and passed, Yom Kippur has already atoned, and he does not bring the Asham Tolui. Here, the calf also is an atonement because of a doubt. We do not know who committed the murder. If we knew who committed the murder, nothing would atone for the murder except the death of the murderer. Nevertheless, Yom Kippur has not, in this case, atoned for it, in the case of the doubt, and Chayovim Lahavi Acha Yom HaKippurim, and they still are obligated to bring it after Yom Kippur. Thank you for listening. After Yom Kippur. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 11.